then we can say we're sitting here in Amarillo, and you were actually stationed here at one time in the military. It's because of your being here, that's how you met Virginia.
Well, was that right? Is that when I was here during the service?
Yes. No,
that's when I met her.
So then, Virginia,
she was working at Pantex, and I was out on that bivouac area living in a tent. There was a bivouac area.
Yep.
The main base was right out here south of town. But they had a bivouac area about 20 miles further out. And I was kind of running that bivouac area.
Yeah.
And I was living in a tent out there, which just suited me fine. I didn't care about staying in the POQ in the base very much. I had come in there once in a while to take a shower. It was all I needed for it. But this bivouac area happened to be pretty close to this Pantex where Virginia was working. And they had a cafeteria over there. I'd go over to that cafeteria, and I met a girl over there and went with her a while. And she happened to be a roommate of Virginia's. They were both working there and living there in the apartment. And, of course, through this roommate, I got to know Virginia, and it didn't take long, so I dropped the other one and we started going. You know,
was it love at first sight, Virginia?
Oh, I don't think so. We went together for 3.5 years before we married. He was in the service, and after about a year, he was moved and restationed in Colorado Springs. I went up there when I could, and he had come down to Amarillo. And he knew when he got out of the service, he was going to get a ranch somewhere in New Mexico. And he said, we won't marry until I get the ranch, get out of the service, and somewhat in control of my own life again. So he bought the ranch, and about 9 months later, we married, and I moved to New Mexico.
So in 1964, wait, your father dies.
Yeah.
He was 81.
Yeah.
You were 46 at the time. Where was the funeral?
In California.
Can both of you remember, have comments about that, what you remember?
Well, there's a little cemetery in Westwood Village, or what used to be Westwood Village.
Yeah.
And he had made arrangements to be interned there, and they were to build a crypt. But they didn't get it done before he died, and Genevieve finished it. It's a beautiful crypt with some...
It was a beautiful little cemetery.
With bronze gates that they had made in Italy and shipped over. And some of it is like the gates at Philbrook. And we were there this year when we went out to California. We visited the crypt. There was a statue in their home, a marble statue, that they had gotten back when they were building Philbrook in Tulsa. And they always had it just outside their breakfast room. When they left Philbrook, they took it with them, and they had it just outside their dining room in California. And Genevieve told me once, when Wait and I are gone, will you put that little statue in our crypt? So we did, as soon as the crypt was built.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dad had been in a temporary vault there, and we moved him into the crypt and put the statue in there.